You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast is recorded on. Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.
Hi, I'm Grace Rouvray from Mamma Mia's daily news podcast, The Quickie. Here's what's happening in the news today, Monday, April 15th. On the balance of probabilities, the federal court has found Bruce Lerman did rape Brittany Higgins at Parliament House in 2019. On Monday, over 2.5 hours, Justice Michael Lee delivered his findings and handed down his judgment in Lerman's defamation case. The 28-year-old was suing Network 10 and journalist Lisa Wilkinson for defamation over a February 2021 report on the project in which Brittany Higgins claimed he raped her in a Parliament House office almost 2 years prior. Justice Lee started by describing both Lerman and Ms. Higgins as unreliable historians when providing evidence of the night. Justice Lee called Lerman an unreliable, dishonest witness, and also that Ms. Higgins had been loose with the truth regarding allegations made to 10 in 2021 that members of the then coalition government had sought to silence her in reporting the alleged rape. But Justice Lee found that any incorrect statements made by Ms. Higgins to the police in 2019 were not inconsistent with remarks being made by a genuine victim of sexual assault. Justice Lee said that Lerman was identified by 10's report despite denials from the network. 10 has defended its reporting, saying claims in the interview were true and in the public interest as they involved alleged sexual abuse in Parliament House. Justice Lee considered whether or not, on the balance of probabilities, the alleged sexual assault occurred in the office of their then boss, Senator Linda Reynolds. Lee believed there was enough evidence to substantiate that Bruce Lerman and Brittany Higgins did have sexual intercourse in the office and turned his attention as to whether the sex was consensual. He pointed out that Mr. Lerman observed Ms. Higgins being inebriated and witnessed her fall over and struggle with her shoes at Parliament House. Justice Lee said that Ms. Higgins' evidence that she was not fully aware of her surroundings, but then suddenly became aware of Mr. Lerman on top of her, struck him forcibly as being credible. Justice Lee determined that Mr. Lerman was hell-bent on having sex with a woman he found attractive and said Lerman did not care one way or the other whether Ms. Higgins understood or agreed to what was going on. Mr. Lerman raped Ms. Higgins. Justice Lee found that 10's defence of truth has been successful and has ordered the parties to file submissions on damages and costs by April 22nd. The identity of the sixth victim in the deadly attack at Bondi Junction's Westfield has been confirmed as 27-year-old Chinese student Yixuan Cheng. 8 people remain in hospital, including a 9-month-old baby who had undergone surgery and was in a serious but stable condition. The man who went on a rampage at Sydney's shopping centre had minimal interactions with New South Wales authorities. The dealings, which included a police direction while sleeping rough and a routine health complaint, will provide little assistance as investigators try to uncover why he seemingly singled out women in Saturday's attack at Westfield Bondi Junction. Police Commissioner Karen Webb said videos of the attacks speak for themselves and a gendered motive was a clear line of inquiry for investigators, with Webb saying, "It's obvious to me, it's obvious to detectives. That seems to be an area of interest and that the offender had focused on women and avoided the men." Prime Minister Anthony Albanese told ABC Radio he had spoken to the families of several of those attacked and stated that the gender breakdown is, of course, concerning. Premier Chris Minns said on Monday a major coronial inquiry, bolstered by up to $18 million in extra funding, will examine this horrifying, vile act. The mass stabbing might drive weaponry change for security guards, but Minns has ruled out allowing them to be armed with guns. Floral tributes continue to grow while flags are at half-mast around New South Wales and other states, ahead of the Sydney Opera House sales being lit with a black ribbon on Monday night. A permanent memorial near the Bondi Shopping Centre is in discussions with local councils. That's your evening news headlines. On tomorrow's show, Claire Murphy will take us through Monday's verdict on Bruce Lerman's defamation trial. Check out The Quickie wherever you get your podcasts.